Unrest continues in the country of Iran as thousands of Iranians are taking to the streets to call for an end to the Islamic Republic's leadership. Women have become a symbol of the struggle for freedom, and many of them are shedding and in some cases burning their headscarves as acts of defiance. Two teenagers, Nika Shakamari and Serena Ismailzadeh, are among the latest young women to be killed while protesting in Iran. Nika Shakamari's aunt spoke about the tragic circumstances of Nika's death just before her 17th birthday.
I was in contact with her until 7 p.m. on September 20th. Her friend said Nika put a story on Instagram to show she had burned her headscarf, and she said to her friend she was running away because security agents were after her. That was the last contact from her. At the morgue, they showed a body. They only allowed her mother and her brother to identify the face. They were not allowed to unzip the cover to see the torso.
As the Iranian struggle continues with deadly tension between those supporting the government and those opposing it, many young women and girls are risking their lives to fight for freedom. I spoke with Paria, a first-generation Iranian-American living in Lafayette, who asked that we not use her last name for fear of her safety and the safety of her family, about what's at stake in Iran, what the struggle between the so-called morality police and young women over hijab means in a global context where Islamophobia runs rampantly, and how Americans in the global community can be allies to the people of Iran. Paria says that although her family left Iran in the late 70s, it's taken her parents until recently to be comfortable criticizing the government, even while at home.
My parents only got used to talking about things they didn't like about the government in America, maybe 10 years ago. Until before then, they would whisper or mouth.
Because what?
Yeah, because they're terrified.
Paria talked about some of the ways in which the so-called morality police in Iran are undermining the global progress that's been made to combat Islamophobia. She says that religion is often weaponized.
Religion is always weaponized, right? It's really a tool that people can use to subjugate women so easily, right? And it's not the hijab. It's the choice. That's all it is. It's the choice. It's the choice that's being taken from you. Whether you have to wear it or you have to not wear it, both of those are not fair. You should be able to do whatever it is that you need to do to make yourself feel empowered in your own skin.
We know on an international scale, we've done a lot of work to just embrace the hijab. People want to wear it. They don't. It's their choice, as
right,
you said.
Yeah.
In Iran, that's not the case.
No, it's not the case.
And so women are protesting
a lot of things
by
are
burning.
That's right.
In some
cases. They are. They're cutting their hair. They're burning their hijabs. They're taking them off and walking around in the street without, which is literally a threat to their life. Actually, I actually don't know if I would be brave enough to do it. I feel like I have too much at stake to risk being shot in the street for the sake of any freedom other than just being alive.
So this is speculative, but why do you think that somebody might risk their life to make a statement like that by taking off their hijab?
I suppose for the same reason people would risk anything for anything, right? It's your freedom.
Can't put a price on freedom.
You literally can't. The main population in Iran are, I think, somewhere between 18 and 35 or something. And I feel like at that age, you just feel indestructible. And you're starting to come into your own. And the things that are important to you are starting to really take over your heart and your brain. I feel like the kids are going to burn it down.
Paria reflected on the difference between freedom in the United States and freedom in Iran.
In America, we have every freedom that we could want, and we're still fighting for more all the time, which is beautiful. But also it really puts things into perspective when you look at other countries, especially right now, looking at my motherland and seeing where I could be if my parents hadn't left during the revolution.
And your parents left in what year?
79.
79.
When most people left.
And they're still pretty guarded about the way that they talk about the country even now.
Now they're a lot better. They've trusted that they're not going to be kidnapped in the middle of the night for saying president, for example, that kind of thing. But before, they wouldn't even say the president's name out loud. The president of the United States. When Bush was elected and they were not stoked on his decisions, and they would just mouth it, his name. And I'd be like, Mom, you can talk about it. They talk about him on TV. They make fun of him all the time. It's fine. And she's like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
The condition not to do it.
Absolutely.
Because it could be a life or death situation.
100% life or death.
Paria says she feels a strong sense of solidarity with the people of Iran.
All of the people who are my age in America are most of them are first generation. So our parents fled during the revolution. Really, I don't know anybody who doesn't speak Farsi fluently, because you had to, otherwise you couldn't speak to your grandparents, because, you know, and all of that. All of our parents still have their accents and, you know, are more comfortable speaking their language and, like, all of that. And you feel so connected to the people and the struggle in Iran, and I'm so proud of how badass they are. I've been trying to explain to people for years now that, like, the people are not their government. People are not their government. But the government controls the media. They control the internet. They control everything that comes out of Iran that we can see. So right now, the internet's been shut off for all of Iran. I have friends who have family back in Iran that they haven't spoken to them in weeks. They don't know if they're alive. They don't know if they've been abducted. They don't know if they've been arrested in the streets. They literally don't know anything.
So why is it dangerous when people aren't able to decipher between the people and the government?
Of course, it exacerbates the existing racism that's always built off ignorance. If you hate an entire group of people, obviously there's a lot of information that you're ignoring.
Paria says that one thing that Americans can do to show support to people in Iran is to help amplify their message with social media.
I think for a while, even I wasn't posting anything on social because I was like, what is the point of this? Like, where do I donate? Where do I, like, what can I actually do?
Yeah.
And I think the true, honest answer right now is listen to your Iranian friends, I suppose. If they're asking you to post and that seems silly because it's so small, just do it. Please. Because that's literally all we have. That is the only platform that we actually have.
Paria says she's concerned about the lack of reporting in American media about the state of affairs in Iran today.
I think we had a lot more faith in our country, which is America. Like, mm-hmm. It sucks. You're so torn, and I know we can't help everybody, but I think we can try to help.
Yeah, because the alternative is that we just give up and throw our hands in the air, and that's not really an option, right?
Well, not for the people who are stuck there, mm-hmm. who, you know, are trying to just live and maybe raise their own families one day. How do you exist in that reality, knowing that, like, what if you have a daughter? It's terrifying.
So right now, you feel pretty hopeless. Is there anything that's giving you hope?
You, I guess. This gives me a little bit of hope.
Amplifying the story a little bit from the perspective of an Iranian American.
Maybe somebody will hear it and be like, oh, they're humans who are having a hard time.
That's the voice of Paria, an Iranian American reflecting on the state of affairs in Iran today.